For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's December the 3rd. Good to have you with us. And this is December. We're going into Christmas. But you know what? We're going to talk about springtime. And
God, that's right.
Tim Reinbold is with
that's
us. Good
right,
to have
Paul.
You here, Tim. Bradford Farms. And we were talking, you know, the last 2 years of the garden they've really been years to forget. They haven't been very good.
That's correct.
And most people I talked to pretty much had the same thing. We had the drought, we had the heat, mm-hmm. we had insects. Hopefully next year is going to be better.
And you never know.
No, you don't.
You really don't.
But if you're a gardener, now, even though we're in winter, you start thinking about spring.
Oh, yes. Because you can still remember what you liked for this past summer and we've got, you know, we do a lot of taste tests out there at Bradford Farm.
Yeah, you had the tomato taste.
We had tomatoes and peppers and melons and sweet corn.
Yeah.
And we have those results on our website.
Okay.
And what's neat about it is that you can get all these seeds out of our catalogs or online. And I really encourage our home gardeners to try something different.
Okay.
You know, we get kind of stuck in the same varieties. Mm-hmm. There are so many out there. Like, there are some sweet corns that are so good that you don't have to cook them.
They're that good?
They're that good.
Now, the sweet corn that I like, it's got the white and the yellow kernels.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it is sweet.
Which one is that one?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what its name is.
Because there's several of them like that. But the thing about sweet corn is that there's tender genes and sweet genes. And what they have done is put those together, so every bite you get 75% of them is tender, and 25 is extra sweet.
Wow.
It's great.
So that's really playing with the taste buds.
Oh, it does. It does.
Now, see, I've not grown sweet corn myself, because I've always concerned that the raccoons are going to enjoy it before I do.
Uh-huh.
But now, are there new varieties of tomatoes also?
Oh, my goodness. There are, and there's a whole series called the Mountain Series, Mountain uh-huh. Fresh, Mountain Spring, Mountain Gold. They're developed in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And North Carolina's kind of our sister
See,
state.
I've always gone with Big Boy, mm-hmm. Jet Star, mm-hmm. and Celebrity.
You can't go wrong with those.
And Early Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the
mm-hmm.
Early Girl because you get them early.
Right, right. And those are great, but we have 144 varieties.
Okay.
Bradford. And we just stretched the surface. And really what has won this past few years are our heirlooms, like our Brandywines and mm-hmm. our Mortgage Lifters. And this year was one of our black tomatoes, or dark purple.
Mm.
If you haven't never tried a dark purple tomato, you don't know what you're missing.
Oh, I think you gave me one
yes.
this summer. You gave
yes,
me one this summer. It's very good.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of weird looking at
uh-huh.
it because you don't expect to see a tomato that's that's dark purple or black mm-hmm. looking. But it tastes good.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
A little different taste.
Yeah. If people want to really get into this, can they come out to Bradford Farms now, or are you closed down for the
year? Yeah, you know, not good, but maybe this summer. Come and just come out with me, and I can show you.
Can they come before they plant for the spring?
Well, sure they can. Sure yeah. they can. And we can come, and we can talk turkey.
Okay. Okay. So before you plant your garden in the spring, give Tim Reinbold a call at Bradford Farms.
Yes.
Go out and talk to him and get some advice.
Uh-huh. That's correct.
And what's your phone number?
884-7945.
Okay. Bradford Farms. And Tim, I want you to come back this spring so we can talk turkey.
Okay, we will.
Thank you so much for coming by. Tim Bradford, happy farming at
Thank
Bradford
you.
Farm.
Thank you.
Now I turn to, it's kind of like a tie-in, the Greenhouse Theater Project. we're talking about gardening and we've got the Greenhouse Theater Project.
Which has
project.
Very little to do with farming, but...
So how'd you come up with the Greenhouse Theater Project?
Greenhouse came from the idea that Emily and I like to produce fresh theater. So we like to take even older classic stories and put our own spin on
it. Okay, let me introduce you.
Yeah.
This is Elizabeth Bratton, Palmieri.
Palmieri. Right?
Palmieri. It's Italian.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And Emily Adams. That's an American name.
Yep.
There. From the
Irish,
Greenhouse.
Actually, but you know, I'll let you off.
The Greenhouse Theater Projects. Tell me about what you have coming up.
All right. We're very excited. We have a production of The Nutcracker coming up. This is not the ballet.
No.
This is our own adaptation of E.T.A. Hoffman's story, famous story. Mm-hmm. And E.T.A. Hoffman, a lot of people don't know a whole lot about him because they're familiar only with the ballet, but he was kind of a weird guy. He was strange. He was kind of a Tim Burton of his time.
Well, aren't we all kind of strange in our own way?
We are.
We are. We're actors, so we're very strange.
Okay.
But so we decided to take our own spin on it, and we're setting it in the 60s, the swinging 60s. It's very mod, very retro, very fun.
Yeah, so we've got lots of great 60s music. Like we say, it's not the ballet, but we have got a lot of movement. We've really worked with our actors to kind of get this certain style that fits as well with the kind of crazy, energetic music that we're using. It's playing a big part. We keep talking about the music being almost like another actor,
our
seventh actor in the story, and it really does lend itself to the show. So it's going to be really exciting and, you know, kind of very different, but in a good way.
In a good
way.
It's
people
fresh.
Will enjoy it.
Yeah. Right. It's fresh. We have a cast of only six, so we're all playing multiple roles.
So all of you were in the production.
Uh-huh. We direct and we perform.
You're directing and
the
performing.
The two of us, yep. We do. Emily and I do everything. We're exhausted. No, it's good. It's fun. We do it because we love it.
Obviously, you love what you're doing.
We love what you're doing. We tell ourselves that every day.
Yeah.
No, it's wonderful. So it's going to be great, and we hired a great music curator. We call him our music guru, who put together this obscure 1960s soundtrack for us of stuff we'd never heard from all over the world. Really fun stuff. So we thought, oh, we'll go with the Beatles and the Who and whatever, and he was like, no. He blew our socks off. So we are just having a total trip with it. It's great. It's groovy. It's far out. It's psychedelic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the costumes are awesome, and yeah, it's just going to be a lot of fun. So it's for the whole family, but we're saying
We're advising
seven and up.
Yeah, at their discretion, you know, because we've played a little bit into the darker elements, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Know. Yeah.
Okay. So when is it running again?
It runs December 7th through the 9th.
Okay, so
this Friday.
This coming Friday.
Yeah. Yep, through Sunday evening, and then the following week, Friday through Sunday, which is the 14th through the 16th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we are collaborating with Columbia Access Television, which we're very excited about. So we are performing in their television studios on the Stevens College campus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So is it going to be televised too?
It will be. They're going to film it. And then later on in years to come, and maybe right before Christmas this year, they'll be showing it on TV.
It could live on for many,
That's
many
right.
years.
It's kind of scary with theater.
So, and then people come to the television studio and sit there.
Yep, it's just like it's a stage. It's a stage with an audience, and we're using it as a theater, so it's really great.
Okay, how do you get tickets? Real quick,
tickets.
We're out of time.
Online, greenhousetheaterprojectre.wix.com / Columbia Arts.
Or find us on Facebook.
Okay, Greenhouse Theater Project.
No, greenhousetheater.wix.com / Columbia Arts.
If you just type it in, it will come up.
Okay, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
We're out of time. Travis McMillan is our director. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is J.C. Lee, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow.